This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Middle East expert Dr. Michael Evans. He's also the founder of the Evans Institute for Middle East Studies. He's a close personal friend of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and he's the author of a number of books on the Middle East, including Jimmy Carter, the Liberal Left, and World Chaos, a Carter-Obama plan that will not work. We want to get his thoughts on a number of hotspots that are obviously dominating coverage of the Middle East right now. And Dr. Evans, it's always great to have you with us.
Great to be back, Greg.
Let's start with Libya. A lot of different criticism and critiques of how the president has or has not handled this, including just leadership in general in this. And, of course, the latest thing is this handover of control, at least officially, to NATO. What do you make of the overall approach to the mission in Libya and particularly the U.S. role in this?
Well, it's the theater of the absurd. In the Middle East, it's winner takes all. When you expose your soft underbelly and apologize all over the place to the Muslim world, radical Islam, you get people killed. And that's precisely what he's doing. And this business about Libya, he's going for humanitarian reasons, is nonsense. He should apologize to Darfur. He went to Libya for one reason, and it wasn't over humanitarian reasons. He went there to show he was a part of the New World Order, that he was just distributing the wealth around, and the real enemy they didn't bother with. Listen, millions of Iranians had an election, the Green Party. What happened to them? They were thrown in prison. They were tortured. They were killed. Did he do anything? No, nothing. It calls Israel a stinking corpse. They want to wipe it off. I'm the guy that met with Ahmadinejad in New York and a guy that arranged the Fox Network interview with Ahmadinejad. This is the little Hitler on steroids, and Obama does nothing except plays around with France over Libya. This is going to create another Somalia. Libya will be another Somalia. The radical Islam has just won the Super Bowl.
As you note what's happening in Libya, potentially another Somalia as you see it, there's also, of course, unrest in so many other countries, including Syria, including Yemen, including Bahrain, and to some extent Saudi Arabia as well. What do you see developing here in a larger frame, or is this really a country-by-country situation?
Greg, I wrote two books on this. I'm the only person in America, I wish I wasn't, but I'm the only person in America that wrote two books predicting this Muslim revolution. Both of them have been on WorldNet Daily. One of them is The Final Move Beyond Iraq, a number one New York Times bestseller. On the cover, it says, an Islamic revolution is spreading, is on the brink of becoming America's greatest threat since the Civil War. The Jimmy Carter Liberal Left World book does the same thing. I'm telling people it's happening. Obama's going to create this mess in the Middle East, at worse than Carter, and you're right. In Bahrain, they're shooting the people. This is 75% Shia. They're going to overthrow Bahrain, and then they're going to move into Saudi Arabia, complements of Iran. The same thing's happening in Yemen. The same thing's happening in Jordan. The interesting dynamic right now is most of the countries that are being overthrown have been dictators that were allies. Even the nut job Gaddafi laid his sword down after Bush and became an ally. Mubarak, you have Jordan having problems. Yemen is falling. This president, Obama, is right now perceived as someone on Pampers and diapers in the Middle East. They do not fear him. They're emboldened by him. And radical Islam is running the board on us right now.
What should the president be doing? You mentioned being tougher on Iran. What should that look like specifically, and what should his larger Middle East policy look like?
With radical Islam, it's quite simple. You draw a line in the sand, and you do not compromise. If you say something, you do it. He keeps saying Gaddafi has to go. But he's now he's apologizing. He's got to make up his mind. First, he's going to have to acknowledge we are at war. Because he refuses to call this a war, radical Islam, which represents over 130 million people, these individuals know we're at war, and they're killing us all over the Middle East. They've got to know that we know we're at war, and they know we're at war. This is the problem. It's a moral clarity problem with the president. He's blinded by his own liberal leftist worldview.
We're also seeing reports today, Dr. Evans, and you and I talked about this a little bit a few weeks ago when the situation in Egypt was unfolding. It looks as though now that the military, which basically took over after Mubarak stepped down, is in a closer and closer relationship with the Muslim Brotherhood. What can you tell us for sure on that, and what does that portend for Egypt?
Listen, I'm in contact almost daily with Jerusalem. As you know, I'm the guy that recommended Netanyahu for his first position after his brother was shot in the back. The dilemma is existential. It was, in fact, this military that permitted Iran to bring ships into Syria to unload war supplies for Hamas and Hezbollah. Hamas has fired over 54 missiles this week at southern Israel. They're killing these people. They've cut the throats of one particular family, leaving everybody but the 14-year-old girl. This week, they killed, blow up other people in Jerusalem. One of them was a Christian Zionist woman, dead, from Scotland. It's a terrible dilemma that we're faced with now because the whole Middle East is falling apart. The war on terrorism is being radically lost right now.
You mentioned that we have to be tougher, more respected, more feared in the region. What else needs to happen as part of the comprehensive solution here, whether it's Israel, whether it's others, or just a matter of us imposing our will, so to speak?
Well, the state of Israel is the final frontier. I wrote a book in 1979 called Israel, America's Key to Survival, in which I had a Saudi sword slicing the American flag in half. And I stated that the first terrorist attack would be New York City and our tallest building. Now, the reality is this. We are pressuring Israel day and night to make peace with the Palestinians that are blowing them up. We're asking them to give them East Jerusalem, to give them Judea and Samaria. If we don't back off of this little tiny democracy in a sea of instability, they're coming for us. Radical Islam is coming for us. The intelligence people in the Middle East are telling me now that they've warned the U.S. that Hamas and Hezbollah have operatives in the United States. They have terror cells in the United States, and they're just waiting to get the orders. So we are faced with another crisis in this country. We are not winning the war on terror. We're losing it. The commander-in-chief who's losing the war on terror for us is our president right now.
Dr. Evans, it sounds like it's almost a lost cause at this point. What's your sense of optimism or pessimism if we can turn it around to what you've suggested should be our policy?
We're going to have to regroup. Listen, Carter set us back. Carter delivered the Russians into Afghanistan. He delivered Iraq into Iran and created the dilemma we're in right now, the compliments of his liberal left policy. But after Jimmy Carter came a president with moral clarity by the name of Ronald Reagan. I had dinner with him, the first week of his presidency, and I said, what are you going to do about communism? And he smiled in the White House and said, I think I'll bankrupt them. I started laughing. I thought it was a joke. He succeeded. He collapsed the Soviet Union without firing a shot. We're going to have to regroup. We have a great country, and the grassroots of this nation is strong as steel. We're going to have to regroup and get a leader in this nation that can move this country in the right direction as Ronald Reagan did. I'm an optimist, but in reality, I'm a pragmatic person, and I recognize that we're having a crisis of unparalleled proportion right now. It's a tsunami in the Middle East, compliments of Obama.
Dr. Evans, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for being with us.
You're welcome. All the best to you, Greg.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Michael Evans is a longtime Middle Eastern expert. He is the founder of the Evans Institute for Middle East Studies, the author of many books, including Jimmy Carter, The Liberal Left and World Chaos, A Carter-Obama Plan That Will Not Work. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.